السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضور سیز دیٹ لاسٹ سنڈے بائی دی گریس آف اللہ دی جلسہ سالانہ آف یو کے جماعت ود آل اٹس بلیسنگس ناٹ اونلی فار دوز پیپل ہو پارٹیسپیٹڈ ان دس اینڈ آل ایوری ون ان دا ورلڈ ویئر ایور احمدیز تھرو ایم ٹی اے دے پارٹیسپیٹڈ ان دس جلسہ satiating all these people, enriching these people with blessing, it has come to a conclusion. On this, the maximum gratitude we express to Allah Almighty, that will be not enough. All the Jamaat Ahmadiyyas spread all over the world, that is a great blessing for them. And this was one of the objective of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. If today this point is well understood by the Muslims and the blessings of Allah Almighty upon the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, if they, considering that, if they come into the bath of the Messiah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then they would become truly the servants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And every eye which cast upon the Muslims in a negative way and any hand which advances towards them, that would smash with this citadel of peace. It will not only become harmless, but they would be under the wrath of Allah and the punishment of Allah. We, by the grace of Allah, for the last 120 years, we have been seeing this happening. If this had been a worldly thing, worldly dispensation, then because of the opponents and the those who oppose the community who have got all the things, this would have been finished. Anyway, all these blessings which descended in Jalsa, whenever I mention about that, about the blessings which Allah Almighty showed us during the course of the Jalsa. And in one of my speech, the blessings during the year are mentioned. All these instances and all these things which are full of blessings of Allah Almighty, some of them are mentioned only are some of them, we can say they are selected, but at the time of describing them, a large part of that is unable to be described. In any way, Huzur says that these blessings of Allah Almighty, His bounties, they would be presented to the Jamaat later on in print or some other ways. At this time, according to the tradition, with reference to this Jalsa Salana, I would like to mention a few things. And in this as well, as I always say generally, that the blessings and the bounties of Allah Almighty, the mention of that, as I said, the more we express our thanks to Allah Almighty, the more it will be less. It will be totally not sufficient. We just describe the thanks on those things which are apparent, which come to our knowledge and notice, and we realize those things very clearly. Actually, there are so many blessings of Allah Almighty during the days of the Jalsa, they are such which we do not realize. Our majority of the people do not know of them. Allah Almighty, in Surah Nahl, in one verse it says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And meaning thereby that if you start counting the blessings of Allah, you cannot reckon them all. Certainly Allah Almighty is most forgiving and with the most merciful. So this thing, this point should be reminding us that our tongues should always be expressing the gratitude of Allah Almighty. That should be done continuously. We should be grateful for those things which we saw visibly, the blessings of Allah, and also gratitude on those things which we did not know. Allah, the Almighty, during the days of the Jalsa, first there was rain, that was for our benefit, and then the rain stopped, and that was also a blessing for us. He protected us from all types of harms, those which we didn't know. And nowadays, in these countries, in the whole world, the swine flu, which is increasing, and because of that, we were extremely worried, and we were concerned that because of Jalsa, when people are going to assemble here from all parts of the world, we do not know that who is carrying what sort of germs with him. And generally speaking, normally when these epidemic diseases are there, then people are catch it from other people. And this was a thought that as the flu is very rampant and widespread, so it will be affecting at least some people. But by the grace of Allah Almighty, and except for a few cases, three or four only, which have come to my notice, this disease was not caught by, nobody suffered from this disease. And this is also one of the bounties and the blessings of Allah. So first of all, we have to be expressing our gratitude to Allah Almighty. We must be grateful to Allah Almighty more than ever before. We have to submit to Allah Almighty, and submitting to Him, we accept His grace and bounty, so that these bounties and blessings of Allah should go on increasing upon us. Allah Almighty says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah Almighty is most aware of and most rewards them with grateful thanks, all the people who thank Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty looks at them with great appreciation, eyes of, with sight of appreciation. Gratitude is being mentioned with that feeling that Allah Almighty will be extremely rewarding to that. And He says, La in shakartum la azidannakum, that if you are grateful to me, then I will give you more. So this gratefulness in the true sense of term, that will be done in that case when we do it on a permanent basis, regularly, and we are always the grateful servant of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says, "Wa shakirun in Allah shakirun alim." He is the one who greatly appreciates that, and he is fully knowledgeable. He knows who is expressing the gratitude in the right sense. Nobody can deceive God Almighty. So every one of us, he must try to be truly grateful to Allah Almighty. So after this brief mention, now I would like to thank the workers, the male workers and the female workers, and all those people who participated in Jalsa, rather in the world, in anywhere, those people who watched and listened to this proceeding anywhere in the world through the television. And they should be thankful to these male workers and female workers, those who participated here or those who joined in this proceeding throughout the world. Because a large number of these volunteers, a part of that is certainly such. Those who are play a very important role in showing these things to the proceeding of the Jalsa to all the people. Because we are commanded to be grateful to people. Because this gratefulness actually takes a person to the gratefulness of Allah Almighty. In Hadith it is mentioned, that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that وَمَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The one who is not grateful to people, he is also not grateful to Allah Almighty. He cannot actually express his gratitude to Allah Almighty. This time, a majority of the people who met me, they have told me that by the grace of Allah, the arrangements, compared with the last year, they were much better. All workers and female workers, as compared with the previous years, they were more active, more dutiful, and they behaved well, nicely. And every department according to their capacity, they discharged their responsibility in the best possible manner, and also to look after the hospitality of the guest, they actually did not spare any effort on their part. And on that, the guests should also be very grateful to them. In Jalsaga, while coming and going back, I was seeing at the faces of some of the boys and workers, and it was very clear that the shortage of sleep is quite evident, and they looked very tired. But still, very actively they are standing on their duty, discharging it, performing the duty. But I came to know during the Jalsa that Nazim and Nazima, who were brother and sister in one department, because of the lack of rest and continuous duty, and they did not have the breakfast in the morning, or they did not have enough food in the night at night, because of that they fell unconscious. Perhaps it looks as if they had made up their mind that they just wanted to test their strength, how much they can tolerate, and not a single moment of duty should be wasted away. But this is wrong. Huzur says, because of this exhaustion, they became unconscious, and a doctor had to be called in. And they were deprived from the duties, and on the last day they could not perform the duty. So from this point of view, they should take care of themselves, and the administration should also keep an eye on that. That some time for their relaxation, and also they should look after their food as well. Uh, This dedicated example of service are so many examples during the days of Jalsa. There are strange type of people, very unique type of people who have been blessed, who have been given to the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Among these people on duty, there were Asians, and the local English people were also there, and the Africans who are living here, they were also there. So we can say as if those who participated in the Jalsa, they were multinational. Similarly, the workers, they were also multinational people. So these are the blessings of Allah Almighty upon the community of the Promised Messiah. The children, they also performed their duty, whatever was allocated to them, the offering water to the people or feeding the people, they performed it very nicely. The elders, they also performed it nicely. The young boys and the girls and men and women, all of them, they discharged their duties in a very nice way. This year, the government authorities, the health and safety authority, they were pointing out that we must take very special care of that. A new department was established, and the representatives of this department and the government departments, they used to come to check on various occasions, because health and safety it relates to each and every department of Jalsa, and it also relates to Jalsaga. There are matters related to the guests and also related to workers. So there was a concern that it may not be that there is any deficiency, then they might find an excuse. But by the grace of Allah, everywhere, the arrangements everywhere, they were up to their standard. Then on the first day in the Friday sermon, I drew the attention to cleanliness from among the guests. Some of them, they wrote to me that you have mentioned that you have pointed out that some mat should be put at the doors, because if there is a mud or rain, that it could be helpful. And when I went into the toilets, it was already there. And where the workers, they took care of the cleanliness in the washrooms, the guests also took care of that. According to my advice, they acted upon that. And after using the washrooms, most of them tried to clean it. Allah Almighty reward all of them. This is one of the blessings of Allah Almighty, that at the call of the Khalifa of the time, they were enabled to comply with that and obey that. And instantly, they are drawn to its compliance. And then, as I mentioned, the epidemic of swine flu is there. So in order, as a precaution, I asked that homeopathic medicine should be given. And by the grace of Allah, this was acted upon very strictly. The workers, the concerned department, they did their best to make it available, and every day 15 to 20 kilo medicine was used, and to prepare the medicine and mix it in such a huge quantity, whether they were being mixed properly or not, whether the liquid was put onto this medicine, it is made like that. So whether it was done rightly or they were just simply distributing the sweet tablets. But it is the grace of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty puts the cure in those sweet medicine. And this is also a blessing of Allah Almighty. From the Lajna, I got a report that one lady refused to have that medicine. And the Karkuna, the lady worker on the duty, she said she might have refused, that she might not have listened to my khutbah and the instruction. So the lady worker said that if you don't listen to the advice of Hazur, then it's your responsibility. He immediately extended his hand that give me the medicine. So these are the examples which are seen in Ahmadis everywhere. These are also very, apparently they look very small, but these are also the blessings of Allah Almighty. But they are such that we cannot even count them all. This year, in the marquee for the ladies, the report is that the ladies, they listened to the proceeding very carefully. The lady workers, they had a few occasions to ask them to display the boards of observing silence. A lady from America said that the ladies are not silent, and we couldn't listen properly. Maybe on one or two occasions it might have happened like that, but generally the report is that the ladies listen to the proceeding very quietly, and there I have seen some people, instead of finding a good point, they always search for the weaknesses. And this lady might be among those, but as Allah Almighty wanted to satisfy me on this point of view, there was another American lady who was a student who attended the Jalsa for the first time. When I asked her, you have come for the first time, how did you find the Jalsa? I have heard that there was noise in the ladies' marquee. She said, no, I have been sitting in various places and all the ladies the ladies have been listening to the proceeding very quietly, attentively, and they have listened like that. And particularly during my speeches, there was absolute silence. And I am so much impressed that I cannot even describe that. So then the criticism which came from America, the answer of that also came from America. Anyway, Hazur says, men and women both, they should always remember that the blessings of the Jalsa, truly, they are in listening to the proceeding of the Jalsa. In the arrangements of Jalsa, the weakness that was there, I don't mean to say that that should not be mentioned. It should also be mentioned. And it should be mentioned that in future it can be taken care of. But those weaknesses which remain, sometime I have seen that it is more due to the guests. The Jalsa in Germany is also coming, which is also having a flavor of the UK Jalsa, and there are some other Jalsas as well. So when I give some instructions, and the whole world, they should try to act upon that one. I have received one report during the Jalsa that in Islamabad, in some residential camps, when the people had gone for Jalsa, there were some thefts. So the guests who stay in the camps, they should take care that they should not leave their valuables there. And they should not put the administration into difficulty, nor themselves. So this is actually the fault of those guests, that despite this announcement that valuable articles, they should be deposited in the office of Emanat, and still they left it there. Leaving them alone is carelessness. Even if the atmosphere is good, but different wrong type of people may come sometime. And when the tents are in open space, and it's easy to go inside, and the things are right in front of them, it's like inviting the people. So I feel that it is not only carelessness, rather it is foolish on their part, those who carelessly left their valuables like that and went away. Either they should have taken it with them. As I have said, there is a department of Amanat Trust, it should be handed over to them. But the administration should also try to improve their arrangements. This is the duty of Afsar Jalsa Salana, that there should be repeated announcement to the people living in the tent regarding this, and wherever you put up these tents for residents, that in that area should be completely fenced. There should be a fence around that, and there should be only one or two gates, and there should be somebody on duty. And there are tents in Germany. They should also keep this point in mind. Their Jalsa is now coming close in near future. They should also learn a lesson from it. And there should be arrangement of security at the gates. So anyway, this is one complaint which came, and this was important to mention. Generally speaking, the security and the traffic arrangements, they were quite good. And nowadays, considering the situation in the world, in every country, this has to be kept in mind. Compared with last year, although the police 2 years ago, comparing with that, the complaint that they had from last year, it was reduced. And this year, this police inspector has given us in writing, whether you may publish it in the newspaper if you like, that in traffic rules were followed very meticulously, and complete discipline was shown this year, which we have never seen elsewhere. So a non-Ahmadi guest, he mentioned that he came on the main road. The police officials were there. He didn't come inside but he was there standing outside. But he said even that was not necessary, because in such a big crowd, as I said, that normally a very large number of police people are required. The mayor of Alton, he has also mentioned that all my reservations, they have been completely been eliminated. And I say that we do not have any danger whatsoever from you. No apprehension of that. That you may not be like the other Muslim organizations. So by the grace of Allah, the arrangements which were made in that, while the workers, they worked very hard and dedicatedly, the cooperation from the guests were also there, particularly in arrangement regarding the traffic. The train was extensively used this year, and that was appreciated. And people mentioned it, all of them, they have mentioned it openly, that it was very comfortable in reaching the Jalsaga. And while coming in, as compared with the coming with in your own car, the tension that you feel and the tiredness that you feel by coming yourself, because of the traffic jams, they were completely free from that. So another thing which again guests have mentioned there, that is very good, that Amir Sahib and the Jalsa administration should be thanked, that at the residence, they came to our residence, Amir Sahib and the administration, they came many a time and asked about their facilities and requirements. And this is an example which should be shown in other countries as well. The Ahmadis who live in other countries, are the sick people, are disabled people, those who were unable people to attend the Jalsa, they have been sending messages, faxes and letters that please thank MTA, who relayed all these programs and international bath and made it possible for us to also participate in that. From the Arabs, a lot of messages have been received that 24 hours, the proceeding of the Jalsa has increased us in faith abundantly. The whole world is thankful to MTA and its workers, they are thanking. Anyway, from my own self, I would like to thank all the workers, male workers and female workers. I would like to thank all of them, those who have worked in any way, and they served the guests of the Jalsa Salana. And I would like to thank the Jalsa guests as well, that forgave and overlooked some of the shortcomings when they saw. In one hadith it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that Hazrat Jibrail told me that Allah Almighty, on the day of judgment, Allah Almighty will raise the people from the dead, and then he would ask that when somebody did something nice to you, did you thank him? And he would say that Allah Almighty, they would say that this was a favor from you, therefore I thank you. Allah Almighty will say at that you have not thanked me because you have not thanked that person through whom I made this favor come to you. So this is the attitude, which should be the attitude of the believers in relation to one another. And this is the thing which shows us the good example of that. Now I want to present the comments of some of the guests who were not who are not a member of the Jamaat, but because of the relationship with the Jamaat, they came and they were very much impressed by the arrangements, and also because of the environment of the Jalsa, that's also affected them spiritually. And similarly, some Ahmadis who came for the first time to Jalsa, and because of these Jalsa days, there was a change brought about in them. First of all, the president of Kalmar County in Sweden, Roger Califf, he mentioned, he spoke in the Jalsa, and he has given in writing that in my country, I have attended so many conferences in my country for the party, and I have organized it, and I have attended the meetings. But the love and affection, the atmosphere for that, between people of various nationalities having different clothes, that I have seen here, I cannot see any example of that. And particularly after attending long meetings, when they came out of the Jalsaka, there was no feeling of tiredness, because everybody were meeting with so much affection and love that there was no element of trace in them. The kings from Africa and the European Member of Parliament and other political leaders, I had the opportunity of meeting them, and that platform has been provided by the community, which is its own example. There is an elderly politician from Sweden, he's 75 years old. He says that the love and affection, the example of that I have seen during these 3 days in Jalsa, that is unique. And at one voice they used to stand up and they used to sit at one command. And this is because of the love of one person. This is my first and the unique experience of my life, which I cannot fully express in words. In 74 years of my life, the happiness that I have experienced here, that is very, very unique, and it's difficult for me to fully express that. Kazakhstan, a professor from there, Kyrgyz Kamituri Sahib, he says, he is a professor of world history, he says, that in this gathering of Jalsa Salana, this expressed the teachings of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya very beautifully, and the beautiful teachings is the witness to this, the Jalsa is a witness to this beautiful teaching of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. And then he says the views of the Ahmadiyyas, they teach the respect for other people, and eventually these values are going to be successful. So Allah Almighty enable the Muslim Ahmadiyya Jamaat to be successful. We came here for the first time. We have never thought that we will be given so much respect and honor. We will be welcomed like that we have seen here. We never expected that thing to happen. Then from Kazakhstan, a professor, he writes that the teachings of Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat, this is my first step towards knowing it. And I have come to know that the teachings of Ahmadiyya, they are human love and affection and respect for all people, they are based on that one. And to be among them is a great honor for us, those who have found the truth, and now they are determined to take this matter of truth to all the people. By participating in this Jalsa, I have come to know that the most important thing and the most valuable thing for the member of the Jamaat is the love of Allah and the welfare to the people. This I have come to know by talking to various representatives. The Ahmadiyya Jamaat is helping the needy people all over the world, school and hospitals and libraries they are building. And this is very essential and very important. I have seen that through good morals, Ahmadiyya Jamaat is very distinct and very outstanding. The people from various countries, they participated in the Jalsa, religious and others, but they are in the light of the promised Messiah. They are acting upon the teachings of Islam, and acting upon that, we know it fully well, that all the participants in the to look after the hospitality of thousands of people is a very difficult task. We also know that as a reward, and your family members, you only are looking for the blessing of Allah Almighty as a reward of your service. This is actually the outstanding feature which must always be kept in mind by all the workers, that we offer the hospitality that we can get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And then from a lady from Kazakhstan, she has expressed her comments like that, the kindness shown to us all, we felt that as if we were the guests, they have been waiting for very long, and they took care of our needs, and we thank from the bottom of our heart to all the members of the Jamaat Almighty, that may Allah give progress to this community, and the true teachings and the light of that should spread throughout the world and illuminate the whole world. And the people who came from Benin, a doctor, John Exelon, he was a minister as well. He has mentioned, when I went there on the tour, he was there to receive me. So he is extending the hand of friendship. And he writes, he is a Christian, that Ahmadiyyat is the true Islam, and the future of Islam could be, Ahmadiyyat could be the future of Islam. And a new face of beautiful face of Islam has been shown by the community. This is love and kindness and affection. That is the face that they have shown. And high morals are there. And love for all, hatred for none is the motto. This is the practical example is Ahmadiyya Jamaat, which is the objective of a divine dispensation. And everybody should try to achieve that. Regarding the Jalsa, we were told that 30 people attend this Jalsa, but this was something which we couldn't believe. But now we have seen with our own eyes that all the arrangements in very peaceful atmosphere and very amicable atmosphere with love and affection, people met one another and respecting one another. So it looks as if they are different type of creation, which has got nothing to do with the selfishness of the world. They are not people, they are angels who have descended from heaven and they are living on earth. And even the youngster, they are so much trained, as if they have got this training from the uterus of their mother. We wish that in our country as well, such people should be there. Everybody respected us, welcomed us with love and respect. We will always remember this sweet memories. So these are the training which are given by the Ahmadiyya mothers, and that should continue. This is actually the hallmark of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat. And then he says that such atmosphere of love and affection was there, which we never had in Benin. There are some people, who wish to have the love and affection. I wish that they should be understanding the message of Ahmadiyyat. And then he says, the international bath and the address on the last day, that has completely changed our life. Although he is a Christian, but he says, and may Allah that that this Islam could become the future of all of us, and it could be serve as a guide for us, the international bath, and after that, then continuously weeping and crying. We have seen the people like that, and I felt that there was something coming from heaven, and we were also a part of that. And we are waiting for this time that we should go back and tell the people that this is Ahmadiyyat under the shade of which we should be spending our life. Such a life that which is free from any fear and enable us to be one with God. And whenever the matter of truth is taken by the people of Allah, they create a big change. And as far as possible, I will try to do that. If whenever there is a problem for the Jamaat, it should not be happening there. And then finally he said that that you should consider that there is a son of you who is living in Benin. The Justice of Sierra Leone, Abdullah Al-Sheikh, he wrote that the Jalsa was wonderful and it will be a cherished memory which I will keep. The people from various countries, just like brothers, they loved one another, offered prayer together, and they pray for the victory of Islam. Then from Burkina Faso, a governor, Soba Ambara, he wrote that in representation of Burkina Faso, I was here, and heartfelt sentiments I would like to present to the Supreme Head of the community. In this Jalsa, I have seen that no doubt all nationalities of the world, they are here, and in one color, and all holding the banner of humanity. This was far above this discrimination of color and creed. This is according to the motto of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, love for all, hatred for none, it represents that. And this is the follow which everyone should follow. And the Jamaat Ahmadiyya is seen with respect all over the world. Within 20 years, Jamaat Ahmadiyya has won the hearts in the far and wide of Burkina Faso. And we have come to know that this is the Jamaat which is service to mankind, irrespective of color and creed, is done by this Jamaat. It's not only the spiritual message, but also the physical amenities. You are in the forefront. The Jamaat in our country is the education and providing of the water, and so many other humanitarian work are there. The head of the state has decided that Jamaat should be given, the greatest award of the country should be given to this Jamaat. And last year was given to the Jamaat in the annual convention of the country. Actually, so far as we are concerned, we are not looking for any reward or any recognition. When we serve, we do it entirely and purely for the sake of Allah. And this is the sentiment which is in the heart of every Ahmadi worker. Then Ibrahim, Jiyama, this is a lady, Niami, Mayor of Niami, she says that the motto, love for all, hatred for none, has impressed me very much. And I have seen the practical example of that here. The people from different religions and colors and creeds, they came, and everyone, young and old, has looked upon us very nicely, and they have taken care in such a way that we cannot ever forget that. Then an Ahmadi, Nuruddin Sahib from America, he says that whatever I have seen for the first time, I started shedding tears, and I started remembering the blessings of Allah. Certainly that time has come that I will be able to write, I may be able to write a book on my pleasant experience here. My feelings are there. I can't fully express that. These are the blessings of Allah Almighty. It's counting them is very difficult. He says that I want to say that spiritually I am satiated. I am going back to Philadelphia. I repent from my sins and leave them. And the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his great servant, the Promised Messiah Alaihi Salatu Wasalam, I will be able to reach, take the message to all those people to whom I can possibly reach. Swad, she is a member, Muslim member of the parliament in Belgium. She comes from Morocco, but she is resident in Belgium. She spoke in Jalsa as well and gave a message. She has written that after participating in this Jalsa, this is my first great experience, which I could never imagine beforehand. And then in the dinner, she sat with my wife, and my wife preached her and just told, and that was in the way that she told the status of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the status of the Promised Messiah. What do we understand about that? For half an hour there was a discussion going on. And after that, she mentioned to our missionary, with reference to that, she mentioned that I was sitting with him, and he explained to me in such a way that now my mind has completely changed. And she said that the more information about the Imam Mahdi, I would like to have that. And at night up to 2:30, she was awake and getting this information. And she said, with reference to the wife of Huzur, that she has also explained, now I cannot be satisfied unless I get the full information, all the information about that. And then she says that the views and the doctrines of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, that they have given a new spiritual life to me. And after the advent of Imam Mahdi through the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, the future of Islam looks very bright. About the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, I would like to get more information. And if Allah wills, inshallah, then I will be, if Allah wills that I should be accepting Ahmadiyya, then I will not be accepting alone. But my friends and other relatives, they would also join. And referring to my concluding address, he said that towards the end, talking to the Arab Ahmadis, when you said that people should wake up, this is your duty, that you take the message of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, to all the world, and you should go to Mecca and pray there for the promised Messiah and his community. And at that point, I cried very much, and tears fell down from my eyes. And I am a lady from Morocco, and one day earlier on, the wife of Hazur told me about the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. I felt that he referred to me that as if he is directly addressing me. And at that time, I had this feeling in my heart that you are being persecuted in so many countries and injustice is being done. So I have determined that next year, I will not be alone in Jalsa Salana UK. There will be some other parliament members as well coming to the Jals. This is the blessing of Allah Almighty. This silent preaching which is done, or individually what is done, the tabligh, which is not generally seen, and people are being influenced by the atmosphere, and also the khuddam on duty, the people on the working in the buses. There was an Iranian driver, one khadim also preached him, and told him about the death of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and also about the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. So this type of opportunities, they are also available to the people, and sometimes they bring very good fruits of that. One Ahmadi lady, she says that for the first time I have participated, and the sentiments were such, no language of the world can describe that. The greatness of the Jalsa and the beauty and the organization and the passion of the dedicated workers. Only the question always arose that how can people work like that, looking after the hospitality of so many people, and who can bring the people to one person like that? And the answer was that certainly the hand of Allah Almighty is upon your hand. And it is Allah Almighty who makes all the jobs and all the things easier. And he says that I had been seeing the international bath on the television, and this was a dream for me that I will be able to come here personally. And this year he participated. And while performing the bath in Jalsaga, it appeared to me as if I am in a new world. Because of the passions, I was getting emotional and out of control. And I was continuously crying and shedding tears. Because of the blessings of Allah Almighty, they were in my sight. And the heart was filled with gratitude and happiness. And in the sajda, I just felt very close to Allah Almighty, and I repented for my sins. I considered as if it is the day of judgment, and the whole world has become so small for me. And another lady, she writes, Abir Reza Hilmi Sahiba, she says that in last moment of Jalsa, the emotions were overpowered me, and my feeling was that when I will go to Egypt, then I will call to the people crying that you wake up from your dream, from your slumber, and the Imam Mahdi has come, the signs are there, so now you work very hard to find out his truth and to spread it. And then it's Aziza Amani Ode, another lady. She says that first time I have attended the Jalsa, and the hospitality of so many people at one time in such a way, I was utterly surprised to see all the arrangements. Mufle Ode Sahib says that for the coverage of the Jalsa Salana was very good, and the hospitality and the kindness, I am greatly impressed by that. And throughout the year, all the questions which came to my mind, the answer to that I have got during the course of the proceeding of the Jalsa. Ibrahim Kazak Sahib says that I felt that this Jalsa is particularly was for the Arabs, and all the impediments will be removed, inshallah, and the Arabs will join the community in large groups, group after group, and the arrogance of the opponents will break down, and the flag of the Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam will fly high in all the Arab countries, and yusalluna alayka Abdal al-Shami wa Sulaha al-Arab, that would become evident. And from very country, so many other countries, particularly from Arab countries, these people have met me. It shows to me that Allah Almighty specially blessed us with the rain of His blessing. While the world is busy in their worldly enjoyments and happiness, but the servants of the Imam Mahdi, they are busy in their own self-reformation, and with a new spirit of dedication, they are moving forward and trying to move forward. From every country I am receiving these messages, and in large number these messages are being mentioned, and they are expressing their sentiments so forcefully that to describe all of them is impossible to mention here. At least it is very, very difficult to express all that. Allah Almighty, according to His promise, the love of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has been instilled in the hearts in such a way that the parallel of that is not to be found in the world. And with that reference, the love for Khilafat is also there. Allah Almighty, in their devotion and their dedication, Allah may increase each one, each Ahmadi, each and every Ahmadi in their love and affection for Khilafat, and upon the sentiments of gratitude upon His blessings and bounties should be expressed more than ever before. And the central point of all our love should be Allah Almighty, and that should become like that. Allah Almighty enable us to have this blessing.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ